Hello?
Hey, Stanley. This is Zach. How are you?
All right. How are you, Matt?
Good. Is now a good time, or are you busy?
Yeah, I'm driving down the road, so yeah, better time than any.
Good, man. Well, sorry about yesterday. I know you're having a day, but here we are today, you know.
Yeah.
So I've been thinking about it, and we might be able to do something maybe in the middle.
Yeah.
If that would work for you.
What are you thinking?
You know, we started at 20, you said 30, so just, you know, maybe the middle of that. It's a little bit more than what I would want to do, but... You know, I'm trying to make it.
Yeah. With me putting a new roof on there, it's gonna be $9,000.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, that's the reason why I went to 30, because I mean, that's a brand new roof. I mean, that's, you know, that's a lot, you know, to just eat it and take $4,000 or $5,000 off of that. So
yeah,
know, as much as I wanna do that, I'm gonna just have to probably just sell it and but yeah, having a new roof on it, siding, new window, and possibly a new AC unit. Yeah,
you said insurance is covering all that, right?
What?
You said insurance is covering all that, right?
They are, but I'm having to pay more for my insurance because of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm paying another $700 a year for it.
So basically you're saying 30 is your bottom dollar.
Yeah. I said once the siding and the new windows put in and, you know, the roof is on, I mean, you know, that's a selling point, you know, so if we can't come to 30, then yeah, that's my bottom line. So no harm, no foul on it or anything like that. It's just that yeah, that's as long as I can go there.
All right, so what's your timeline then? I mean, if you're saying 30, that's the only thing you'll do.
Yeah, I've already sent the packet in, and they've made contact with me. They've already contacted the roofer. They've already contacted the contractor. I think the contractor just needs to get the siding itself and the window. The roof is ready to go whenever, you know, whenever I'm ready to go. So,
okay.
I don't know the timeline. Like I said, it's all going off of what the mortgage company is going to be doing with that.
Uh huh.
So, because they're pretty much paying out, you know, everything. I'm not doing anything. As far as like, you know, they're scheduling this with me, and the people doing the work, and then of course we got a rain delay and you know, all that. So I mean, they're doing all that on the contractor side. All I'm doing is, you know, being there when the work is being done, pretty much.
Okay. Well, how about if we work together at least on maybe a retail side then?
Okay.
You know, you want the most for your dollar or for your property. I get it, you know. Let's see if we can do that.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I have a house, you know, down the street from you, so it's nothing that I'm not used to, and
yeah,
I'd be more than willing to, you know, work with you. So,
yeah.
You know, go ahead.
Another realtor had it at 290, listing it for 290, and I know that's because she's getting a percentage, but I mean, at the same time, that's what she was going to list before.
Yeah, when she's going to take 6%.
2.5.
Yeah. Well, I'd be willing to flat fee it for you so that you can make more.
Yeah. And like I said, I mean, if I walk away with, you know, say $40,000 or $50,000 that I can use for another house buy when I get to Kentucky or, you know, whatever the case may be, that's kind of where I'm at.
Right.
So yeah, that's, I mean, on the retail side, on the, you know, selling it side, you know, I'm not paying any closing costs, you know, anything like that. At least with you, you could have assumed the loan for the 3%. Because, like I said, I pretty much had to pay extra to get the 3%.
Uh-huh.
I paid like $3,000 extra just to get the 3% interest. And I know now it's probably somewhere around 875, somewhere in that area.
Right.
So I know that people are still buying houses, but, you know, 3% is kind of like a special deal, you know, selling it. And so how would that work on assuming somebody's loan? You basically just put it in your name with that percentage rate?
We go through the lawyer and, you know, they reach out to the bank, and nothing really that you have to do on your side of things. The lawyer takes care of everything.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, if we can do 30, I mean, is that, I mean, are you ready to do 30?
Yeah. I'm ready to get out from under it and just, yeah, because like I said, I mean, if I put it on the market, I mean, I don't know how fast it'll sell. I know the last, there's another house in town that's for sale, but it's in town. A lot of people don't like living in towns, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But, you know, any of the plumbing stuff, any of that stuff like that, me and a friend of mine have taken care of all that crap, you know. So, but, you know, water heaters and banks and, you know, all kinds of stuff that we put in. We put a bigger hole, you know, all that.